Thank you very much. I think we are very privileged in this committee to have such a support from all the organizations that were present here today, and we definitely would appreciate other possibilities to engage with you and other colleagues that you work with throughout this process. I think this will be very important as the science progresses on a daily basis, and the impacts on indigenous peoples and other rights holders are also unfortunately accumulating as we speak. So I think this information sharing will be extremely important for us to be able to develop our report based on relevant evidence, relevant information. And especially I would like to thank Ms. Diver to refer us to International Indigenous Forum on Plastics. I think this will be also a very important forum to be in contact with. So just perhaps one question. We have seen recently in these proceedings before the International Court of Justice that even the judges have had a discussion with the IPCC, the International Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And I'm wondering whether perhaps in the Human Rights Council sessions there have been also any perhaps thoughts of, you know, presenting all the science-based information concerning plastics implications on human rights, because this could also be a very important opportunity for the member states to be fully informed about all the existing science, and also warn about what Ms. Munke has highlighted, that a lot is still unknown. What are the implications of these toxics created by the reaction in plastics products? So I just wonder whether there have been any initiatives in this regard. Thank you.